A familiar name claims a couple of state titles in the UP, and a first-time name qualifies for quarterfinal action at the Wings Event Center. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The girls' basketball brackets were released on Sunday, as the MHSAA girls' basketball tournament is set to start on Monday, February 27th. In each district, the top two teams, according to NPR, were placed on opposite sides of the draw, and the remaining teams were placed according to a random draw. Next Sunday, the 26th, the boys' bracket will be released. It's done the same way, with the top two teams in each district going on opposite sides of the bracket. The boys' tournament will begin March 6th. A great majority of tournament games will be available on the NFHS Network. Just go to nfhsnetwork.com to search for your team. The finals for both the boys and girls will air live on Valley Sports Detroit. The girls' finals are Saturday, March 18th, with the boys 1 week later on March 25th. Semifinals and finals will all be played at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. The defending champs on the girls' side are West Bloomfield in Division 1, Detroit Edison in Division 2, Ypsilanti Arbor Prep in Division 3, and Fowler in Division 4. And then on the boys' side, the defending champions are Warren De La Salle Collegiate in D1, Williamston in D2, Schoolcraft in Division 3, and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian in Division 4. For scores, updated brackets, game times, and more, please be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Cass Tech sophomore Darius Acoff. He poured in 27 in an overtime victory over Detroit King in the PSL championship game. The win moves the technicians to 21-0 this year. On the ice, Flint Powers beat Midland 4-3 in overtime, thanks to Jack Seawick's game-winning goal. The win gives Powers at least a share of the Saginaw Valley League title. And to the Plainwell wrestling team. They knocked off Allendale in the team regional finals, earning Plainwell its first ever trip to the wrestling team finals.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
The sun is out. The snow is in great condition. I'm zooming down the hill, making all my gates. I'm having a great run at the ski finals. But as I near the finish line, I lose a ski. Maybe I lose both skis, but my momentum is enough. Or I'm good enough on one ski to cross the finish line. Is that a legal finish? Ski rules state that the athlete's feet must cross the finish line. That can be done on both skis, one ski, or no skis. With electronic timing, the clock stops when any part of the skier crosses the line. With hand timing, the clock should be stopped when the skier's feet cross the line. If there's a question, the referee and the timekeeper are responsible for determining a legal finish.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. While most winter sports are either just starting the postseason or are about to start, there is one winter sport already in the record books. UP Swimming and Diving held its finals at Marquette over the weekend, and the host school won titles on both the boys and girls' side. The girls brought home their fourth title in 5 years and 27th overall. They finished first in 7 of the 13 events, including all 3 relays. Grace Sobchak was a part of 4 of those wins. She was fastest in the 200-yard individual medley, the 500 freestyle, and was on the 200 medley and 400 freestyle relay teams. Gladstone was second, Kingsford third. On the boys' side, similar story. Marquette finished first in 7 of the 13 events and all 3 relays. It's their 4th straight title and 30th overall. Senior Andrew King was fastest in the 100-yard backstroke and was on the 200 medley and 400 freestyle relay teams. Liam McFerrin was first in the 200 individual medley and on 2 relay teams as well. For complete coverage from the pool and Marquette, be sure to go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.